Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me for this hour, and I'll be talking about some tips from the book. And I just want to let you know that these are the things that we do here at the farm, things that I do, our family does. Don't do any of these things unless you have read and learned and understand what is entailed and the associated risks with what I'm going to be talking about. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with
Hi,
me.
Hi, Vincent. Hey. I just wanted to weigh in quick, if I could.
Sure.
JFK and his father had a stroke, and about the lobotomization of his daughter, I think her name was Maureen, if I'm not mistaken.
It was Rosemary. Rosemary.
And not too well known is that lobotomization was a new science at the time, quackery science. And they said, like you said, she was not only a very beautiful girl, she was a very simple girl, but a very sweet girl. And they said that Joseph Kennedy wanted his children to be overachievers. They had to be competitive. They had to have drive, ambition. And she basically was just a simple, sweet young woman. And they said that the Kennedys had a reputation, not undeserved, for being serial philanderers, cheating on their wives, and very promiscuous. But when it came to someone like Rosemary, if she was at a dance and a young man asked her to dance, they would get in the middle of it and prevent her from going out on the dance floor. And over time, after a while, the sweet girl got to be bitter because she was forced to basically be like a wallflower, not even to be able to participate in her own life. Well, they said that Joseph Kennedy didn't discuss with his wife or anyone to have his daughter lobotomized. And there's a letter that I saw that she wrote to her father saying how she really wanted to please him and she really wishes that she could live up to it. But it was just from a daughter to a father who you could see was trying the best she could. Well, they said for the next 40 years after she was turned into basically a mental vegetable, she did not get a visit from any of the family. Some of it, I've heard that her mother was not even told where she was and what had been done. Now, my uncle had a friend who was an Irish housemaid there. There were a number of housemaids there. And they said right around the time that Kennedy had gotten elected to the presidency, his father was there. He had a stroke. So they went running to Mrs. Kennedy. I believe it was on a Sunday. They went running to Mrs. Kennedy and said, Mr. Kennedy, you know, just he's very ill. She was going out for her golf lesson. And I think this is where the score was even for all those years of I can only imagine the mental suffering on Mrs. Kennedy and not knowing where her daughter was. She says, I'm going out for my golf lesson. I'll be back. She came back later that afternoon, some hours later, and then she made the phone call for the ambulance. And like my uncle told me, he says, "If I don't care how rich you are or anything else, if they can get to you within an hour, hour and a half afterwards to a couple hours," he goes, "but if it goes much beyond a certain time, like your guest said, in other words, you'll end up basically in a wheelchair." And he ended up in a wheelchair. I don't even think he was able to speak. And, let's just say the ramifications were far-reaching. But from all accounts, Vincent, he was one He was not a nice man. And I'm going to leave this with this. I don't mean to go on and on, but I just think it's important. If you really want to see certain things about what went on, like between Sinatra and the Kennedys, for example, there's a book by George Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S. And he was the butler, basically, he served a number of functions. Well, anyway, he wrote the book, Mr. S. And he said that he was at one of the dinners that Frank Sinatra had when Joseph Kennedy Sr. came in. And he says Joseph Kennedy was so abusive to the staff, who were made up of Native Americans and black people, and they said he said a joke, which he thought was hilarious, but George Jacobs, they said Sinatra was horrified, but for the sake of Jack Kennedy, who he felt a friendship and loyalty to, he kind of took it. But Joseph Kennedy said this joke. Now, this is his words. He says, what's the difference between a pizza and a Jew? And his punchline was, the pizza doesn't scream when it goes in the oven.
And these are the words of Joseph Kennedy?
This is what George Jacob witnessed at that small dinner. They said Joseph Kennedy was so abusive, he thought he was funny, and he also had an affair with many women, but Gloria Swanson was one of his more famous ones, and she was the famous actress in Hollywood over the years, and he brought her to Sunday dinner right in front of his wife, even though it was known that he was carrying on this affair. Now, you know, you and I, kindred spirits in a lot of ways, but, you know, you keep your word, you're loyal to your spouses for any number of reasons, not only for the love for them, but also self-respect and for your creator. But what I'm saying, he was such a philanderer, but to bring her right to Sunday dinner, it's like this man, and remember, he backed the Nazis too. They had to recall him from an ambassadorship. Roosevelt had to call him because they said that he was so pro-German that, in other words, it got to the point. Now, he was Irish, and I understand having some of that blood in me that, and it was the Irish, for the most part, let's just say they have a long history with the English. And let's just say that he really wanted to see the Germans do a job on England. And without getting into it beyond, I'm saying there's decent English people, but let's just say a lot of that government over there, let's just say they're predatory and parasitic, in my opinion, on their own people.
Yeah, and I know you. Joseph Kennedy, as you said, he was really not a nice person, and there are reports in the news and the internet that say that he and Frank Costello, the mob boss, were bootlegging partners. And there's a lot of information available about how Joseph Kennedy, Joseph P. Kennedy, was a bootlegger. He was involved in manipulating people to get his children, his boys, into the political arena. He did all kinds of shenanigans behind the scenes to get Jack Kennedy, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, elected president of the United States. So yeah, he's done a lot of things that a lot of people would say were very suspect and questionable. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and I'll also say, Vincent, that he was very tight in with the Hearst family. I think he helped them out at a crucial time, so they owed him big time. So a lot of things were kept out of the newspaper. The Hearst family controlled probably one of the biggest syndicated newspapers and media outlets back years ago in the early part, the middle part of the 20th century, even latter. And Joseph Kennedy basically was Capone with a shoe shine and maybe a little better quality suit. And they said he was a contemporary of Al Capone, and they said that in Chicago, Sam Giancana was Al Capone's chauffeur. So when Al Capone died and was removed from his power, Sam Giancana knew all the contacts, and he became the bigwig there for a long time, and they said he was instrumental in pulling favors with the Chicago mobsters to swing the votes in Illinois that gave Kennedy the election. And they said Richard Nixon said they said it was so close, and there was some question about certain things that they asked Richard Nixon, would you like a recount in the 1960 presidential election? And Nixon said, to his credit, I'm not saying he was a saint, but to his credit, he says, I have too much respect for the country to ask for a recount. That's a quote. So, like I said, I think John Kennedy was destined to be president because I believe that he did prevent World War III. Because I think in 1962, we would have had an atomic exchange between the Russians and us. We may have come out the winners. But in that type of a conflict, I really don't think there are too many winners, if any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Joseph P. Kennedy, JFK's father, he made some money, a lot of money, through insider trading and stock manipulation. Now, class, stock manipulation is the kind of thing where the little people get hurt. So you make money at other people's losses. And that's what Joseph P. Kennedy had been accused of doing. He was called a master of the stock pool. And it was a stunt that where a few traders would conspire to inflate stock prices, then selling out just before the bubble burst. That's the kind of thing that the Kennedy head of household, Joseph P. Kennedy, was involved in, according to what I have read. So he was just as George said, he was not a nice person. And of course there's the illegal booze trade and the links to the mafia and the mob. Yeah. That's what, and ultimately got his son elected president.
Well, they believe the Great Depression was caused. He was one of the instrumental factors where he was probably the George Soros of his time. In a way, they said with the stock manipulation, I think they pulled some things, they said, just before the, and they believed that they were instrumental. He was among this consortium of very wealthy men who, and very, what's the word, in my opinion, unscrupulous men who pulled some deals, did something to the market, and they claimed that to a large degree, they were instrumental in collapsing the economy in the late 20s, which resulted in the Great Depression.
Yeah, he and J.P. Morgan and some others, yes. Yep.
May I say something else, Vincent?
Sure.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I was going to send you this information, but I think it's better that perhaps I tell you this. It's a bombshell. Now, you know a diplomat, when they come to the United States, do you realize, you know that they're pretty much exempt from our laws to a very, very extreme degree,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
I'm sure you're familiar with that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, do you want me to wait until over?
Sure. Okay. Hold that thought, and let us know about this bombshell with diplomats arriving in the United States. George is with us. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And he's calling in from New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George has joined me for this broadcast, and we're talking about diplomats. George, please continue.
All right. Diplomats and the consulates are considered foreign territory within the United States. And while they're traveling around the United States, they are not subject to our laws. Now, so if there was a traffic infraction, if there was any kind of situation that might arise, even up to and including possibly murder, about the only thing that can be done is that they can be asked to leave the country. Now, I'm not suggesting that diplomats in general are going to do this, but you get bad apples in any group. But now, there's something called Treaty of Peace 2020. Now, an award has been made, and it came through the West Virginia, where a group of men, the gentleman is Phil Udock, and that's B-P-H-I-L, and the last name is H as in Harry, Udock, H-U-D-O-K. Now, they went all the way through the process of going all the way up the chain. They went within the system. They even took it as high as the Supreme Court in their state and beyond. And then they served President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and various and sundry heads of the state. And what they did was when they failed to respond, the head administrators, they went to arbitration and they won an award. And this award is for every single American who's listening now, Vincent, and yourself and myself. And what it is that now they're in the process of negotiating for total release, full liberty within the United States. So, in effect, we will be like the diplomats. Now, it's got far-reaching ramifications, and they said that it'll have an impact on every patriot who decides to opt in. And there is an opt-in provision where anyone can attach their name to this. Now, if they go to philudock.info, look it up. You can follow it through. There are two pages that can be signed, downloaded, and signed, and sent to Mr. Udock. And then there's more to the procedure. But what I'm saying is they can find out that this is something that the opt-in for this is the government field to respond, because they were informed that they are acting beyond the purview of the law and the Constitution. And they said this can release people. Now, again, you know how we're dealing with very slippery types, but they went within the system, and not to go on, and I'll just say they went through it, through the, all the steps. And when someone does not respond, it's considered by tacit approval that they're in agreement with it. Whether they are or not, at least in legal terms, they are in agreement by not answering. And we know how that has affected many of us in our lives in different ways. So this is something, if you look into, Vincent, I'll send it along to you, what I have so far. But what I'm saying is that Bill Udock, they have films and explanations where he goes into it. And what I'm saying, the opt-in will be December up to December 21st, and then come January, they're then going into Washington, and they're basically saying, all right now, and it will not be unlike a treaty that the Native American tribes had with the government, where today they have their own laws within their reservations, only with us. It would even possibly affect even paying taxes on our houses. We won't have to pay them anymore because they'll be free and clear hours, which is the founders of the country wanted to, but they went through their own system to accomplish this. They took all the steps, and they have affidavits and everything else. So this is unique, and I'm just saying, I'm praying to God that, you know, that this, there's no reason why it should, 90% of it shouldn't work, Vincent.
I'm yes, sorry, and I found so it. Much. I found it, and the website is hudok.info. 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 Hey, George, and thanks so much for being with us.
And if you want him as a guest, Vincent, yep. I can arrange it, all right?
Okay, make it happen, please.
Okay, we'll
make
do.
It happen.
Thanks, Vincent.
Next Friday. Thank you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires are burning in California, but by far the largest is the Kincade Fire in the northern part of the state, which is still out of control. Mike Parks with Cal Fire.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment.
The fire in Sonoma County's forced at least 2,000 people to evacuate their homes. It's being fueled still by the strong Santa Ana winds. Massachusetts is taking ExxonMobil to court for misleading people for decades over the link between fossil fuels and climate change. The state attorney general filing the suit yesterday. The energy giant's facing a similar suit from New York, claiming Exxon scientists knew years ago that fossil fuels were hastening global warming, but the company lied to even their investors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, it's just me, and I'm gonna be talking about some tips. The way we do things here at the farm, my experience is things that work and work better than other ways. So I wanted to share with you, before we get started, I recommend that you watch the series Chernobyl. And it's a five-part series, a mini-series. It just came out last year, and or this year. And it's available for about $20 used and new on eBay. And it's called Chernobyl. when you watch this, this will alter your world. You will be concerned about the products that you buy. You'll wonder where they came from. You'll wonder how much, if any, radiation or radioactivity is in those products. What is contained in those products? This is going to be a gut-wrenching series to watch. I was only able to watch one at a time. I could not watch serially these this series. I could only watch one hour at a time. So it's about 5 one-hour parts. I suggest you seriously consider watching it. Of course, The Walking Dead, Jericho, and Survivors, the 1970s version of Survivors. If you want to survive, you need to watch all of them, in my opinion. Okay, so I wanted to talk about ultrasonics. Back in World War II, and even after World War II, and even before World War II, hypodermic needles were ground glass instruments with a very sharp needle. The needles were reusable. The ground glass plunger and cylinder were reusable, and they were sterilized in between uses. The problem is that sometimes plasma would plug them up. These little tiny holes in these hypodermic needles were really hard to clean. So if you had a needle that was plugged up, it was very difficult to clean. You'd have to have something smaller in diameter to clean out the plug. So ultrasonics were used. Now, what is ultrasonic? Well, it's a high frequency vibration, typically somewhere around 20 to 40,000 cycles per second. What we have is like a bowl, if you will, usually made out of stainless steel. There are transducers at the bottom of it that vibrate at varying frequencies from 20 to 40,000 cycles per second, or 20 to 40 kilohertz. And you add a solvent. The solvent can be water. It can be water with dishwasher detergent. And the water is usually heated. And you just put these devices in there. And the vibration of the water will blast clean the items you put in there. So in my case, it's like carburetors. I'll take a carburetor apart. I'll take out the needle, the seat. You do not want to put anything in there that can be, that is not impervious to liquids. Okay? So you don't want to put cork in there. You don't want to put composite floats from a carburetor in there. But if you have a brass float, that's fine. And what I do is there's a basket that keeps the parts that you want to clean above the floor of the pot, if you will. And mine has a heater. I can adjust the temperature. And it has a mechanical timer. Some have electronic computer timers. I didn't want one of those. Mine, by the way, is a Crest brand, C-R-E-S-T. So I can take the carburetor apart, put it in there, and it can be really grungy looking. Warm up the water, set it for 15 minutes, and by the time this thing is done vibrating, like that, those parts look brand new. It literally blasts the grease, the grime, the plugs in the small cavities and passages of the carburetor, blasts them clean. It's not the kind of thing you're going to want to use every day, you know, because you probably don't have uses for it every day. But I want to let you know that there is such a device. Now, what can you use it for? Well, you can use it for surgical instruments and tools and coins and fishing reels and fuel injectors, firearms, pretty much anything that you want to clean that you just can't clean because the surface area is too small to clean. I bought some, I wanted to get some matching flatware. I'm talking about stainless steel flatware. And I believed that it wasn't available to buy new. And by the way, flatware has gone up and up and up for, you know, quality flatware. So we've had ours for, well, 40 years or so. And I wanted to buy some that matched. Oneida brand. And I found some on the internet, used, eBay. And I wanted to absolutely make sure they were sterilized and cleaned. So, of course, you think, well, I'll just put them in the dishwasher and that'll do it. Well, I wasn't satisfied with that. So the forks and the spoons and the soup spoons, teaspoons, not the knives. I'll tell you why in just a second. I put them in this ultrasonic cleaner with some dishwasher detergent. I set it to warm the water. 15 minutes later, they came out looking newer than the existing flatware that we had that's been through the dishwasher like every day. So I decided to put all of it through, except the knives. And the reason for not the knives is knives are usually a handle, the blade, and then there is a kind of a ceramic substance to glue the handle to the blade. And I didn't want to blast that apart in the ultrasonic cleaner. Now, you can, if you can somehow manage to suspend the blade so that the handle doesn't get immersed in the warm water, you'll probably be fine. So those are my thoughts about ultrasonic cleaners. And I really like having one around. And you may want to consider that too. So you probably don't want to use flammable liquids in it. So I just use water. And some people will even put coins in there. But there is this thought that if you clean a coin, it's worth less than if you don't clean it. So I just want to let you know about that. Okay. Around Thanksgiving, it's like everybody else, we have a turkey or a Christmas. And Mrs. Finelli will prepare a turkey. And there's always more turkey than there is the ability to eat the turkey. So what do you do with the leftover turkey? Well, we have it all sliced up and we put it in the freezer, naturally, in the BPA-free freezer bags or containers that are designed to store foods in the freezer, you know, like the Rubbermaid style. Actually, ours are Rubbermaid. By the way, Rubbermaid got a lot thinner recently than it was many years ago before Walmart took care of almost killing Rubbermaid. You can look that up. So we take the Thanksgiving turkey leftovers and a sliced turkey, and we'll put the white meat in these containers, and then later on we'll want them. And what I do is I'll take a small Revereware frying pan, a small one, and I'll add some filtered water and a whole bunch, maybe a half a teaspoon of red pepper, crushed red pepper, you know, the seeds, the flakes. I'll put it on the stove. And I'll boil it in a saucepan for like 5 minutes. And then I can make a sandwich with that. And it is absolutely delicious. Way better than you would expect. Probably as good or better than it was on Thanksgiving or Christmas. No kidding. You might want to try that. And I've experimented with adding garlic. Garlic powder, not garlic salt powder, just garlic powder. Put that in the water, boil it for 5 minutes with the crushed red pepper flakes and seeds. And you may want to just drain off whatever comes off as a liquid and then use it for a sandwich. It's delicious. One of the things I wanted to mention is, what is a person's word worth? In my world, not much. Now, my word is, but people I've met, their word isn't worth the paper that it's not written on. And I kid you not. I'm going to give you some examples. So we were thinning out some of the vehicles around here, and we had a vehicle that we were going to sell for $1,000. We put it on the internet. And typically the vehicles of this type were selling for about $2,000 or $3,000. And we delineated the pros, the cons, pictures inside, outside. We talked about the good, the bad. So if you read the post, the advertisement online, it was clear what this vehicle was. Got a few calls. People were coming, they're coming. No show. How much is their word worth? Zero. Now, when someone says that they're going to come to your house and they talk to you for a half hour on the phone and get clear details, and then they don't call and they don't show, it really frosts me because they wasted my time. Okay, so their word is worth not much. Zero. Well, guy called up. Another guy called up and said he wanted to come see it. I talked to him at length, told him the good, the bad, everything. And we agreed on the phone of a price of $800. That's 20% off. It was a steal to begin with. And this person said that he wanted to show up, and I was on the radio for a half hour before he wanted to show up. But he wanted to show up. And I said, well, our son will be here, and he'll be able to show you, and if you want to take it for a drive, you can do that. And I'll be ready a half hour after you arrive. They went on a test drive. And before I was available, the buyer said to our son, well, I'll give you $700 and I'll put it on my trailer right now. My son said to him, you talked to my dad, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And did my dad tell you about the condition?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is it any different from what he said? Oh, no. No, it's exactly what he said. Exactly. My son said, okay, so you agreed on $800, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, it's $800 then, because that's what you agreed. And the guy indicated, well, I was just trying to get another $100 off. Even though we agreed on the phone, even though we had an oral contract on the phone, he was willing to break his contract. How much is that guy's word worth? Zero. Do I ever want to sell him another vehicle? No. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, most homeowners have these, and I think I'll tell you which one I think is the best. Many years ago, over 20 years ago, I looked at garden hoses, and the ones that are made with vinyl work great in the summer, but they'll crush and they'll crack and break when it gets cold. So why is that important? Most of us use garden hoses in the summer, right? Water the garden, wash the cars. Don't do that so much in the winter. However, there's another use for a garden hose that is critical, and that is for putting out fires. So if you have a home and there's a fire, would you not want to be able to start putting it out yourself? And what's the best thing to use to put that fire out? Well, you want to remove the heat. And fire needs an ignition. It needs heat. It needs fuel. It needs oxygen. That's what it needs. So once it's ignited, you can remove the heat by applying water to it. So what's the best garden hose on the planet, in my opinion? Well, it's made by Craftsman. They're sold at Sears. And it is the Black Lifetime Guarantee Rubber Commercial Hose. It's the one with the lifetime guarantee. Now, is a lifetime guarantee going to mean much to you in the future regarding Sears? I don't think so. I don't think Sears is going to be around as long as Sears would like to be around. So I'm not betting on the lifetime guarantee part, but I can tell you for sure, based on my experience, that the black rubber commercial lifetime guaranteed 50-foot hose for $27 is the best you can get. So here's what we do. We have hydrants all over the farm, around the buildings, and even where cows are. And we keep these 50-foot hoses coiled up wherever there is a hydrant, even in the house. And the idea is you need to drain the hose. You can't have 1 ounce of water in the garden hose if you're going to use it to put out a fire in the winter. because that 1 ounce of water will find the lowest spot in the hose, and it will block the water flow. So what we do, when it's cold, or cool, or it might be cold, we will drain that hose. We'll put it on a hill near the faucet, and we'll drain it downhill, and all the water will come out. Then we'll coil the hose in about a coil the size that if you were to take your arms and make a circle with your arms like a hula hoop size, that's the size that we make the coil. And we start by raising the end of the hose up to our chest height. That forces any remaining water to go lower in the hose. And we pull the hose toward us. We are high in elevation. And the end of the far end of the hose is low. And as we pull it, more water comes out of the hose. And we drain it that way, and we coil it, and we leave it not attached to the hydrant. And we have a brass nozzle, about a 5-inch brass nozzle. Nelson makes them. You can get them for about $5 on eBay. And we have one for each garden hose. And we open the end of the nozzle so that if water enters it, it won't stay in it and cause the nozzle to burst. And I've made these little hangers, kind of out of fence wire, if you will, high tensile fence wire, or almost high tensile fence wire. And I make these loops, and I attach them to the building, and I put the garden hose nozzle there. Because what happens is they walk away. You move them, you go, I don't want to lose it in the grass, so I'll put it there. And it's hard to remember sometimes when other people move it and put it other places where they went. So I made these little loops, and I just put the hose right on the side of the building next to the hydrant, next to the coiled hose. If there's an emergency, there's no water trapped to block the water pressure, I can put the hydrant on it. It has not burst because I leave it open, and I hang it right where the hydrant is. So that's my feeling about garden hoses. And they're 50 feet. You can buy them right now. They're $26.99. That's the lowest price in the country. You can have them shipped to you. Craftsman, Black, Lifetime, rubber, not vinyl, not composition, not hybrid, rubber, commercial hose, and they're 50 feet for $27. So those are my thoughts on the garden hose and the nozzles. And if you have a basement, you might want to keep one in the basement with a nozzle near where you have a water faucet. So if you have to put out a fire in your basement, you can get right on it before the fire department shows up to put out the foundation. And that's what it's like around here. They're called foundation savers because the fire department, by the time they're done, that's all you have left. Okay. Next Friday, depending on whether we have our instructor about Phil Hudock talking about the Treaty of Peace 2020, if he's with us, great. Otherwise, I'll be talking about tips from the book. And I'd love to hear from you. If you like them, let me know. If you think I'm wasting your time and my time, let me know. Thank you very much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.